Tana Tui o Nōs Kandi with us for a kōrero today. Thanks for your time, Tana. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, mate.
I spoke earlier with Rereata Makiha, one of the keynote speakers at the Climate Action Taitokoro Conference. He says that Māori solutions and climate mitigation are down to very basic concepts of wai and kai. And I thought it was quite refreshing for him to advance what seems like a simplistic idea to address climate change challenges. And sometimes we're looking at highfalutin ideas like emissions trading schemes and climate mitigation, planting forests, etc. But it might be some of the solutions could be closer at hand. Your thoughts on taking care of the environment through ensuring that our moana and our puna are protected. Therefore, the kai that we are eating is also protected. Wai and kai is his catchphrase going into this conference. What do you make of it?
I like it. If you look after our waterways, if we look after our awa, if we look after our rivers, and if we look after the moana, you know, all of those other things follow on. We know that, you know, there's a massive problem with effluent from dairy farms going into our rivers. And the thing is, if you cut down on the effluent and have less intensive dairy farming, then that's actually ultimately better for the environment, because that's part of a big part of our emissions profile. The complications come in is, of course, there's a whole lot of other interests in there, corporate interests, of course, which is why everything starts to get pretty complicated. But if you do put it that way, in terms of looking after our wai and looking after our kai, it's a lot simpler. And making sure that we don't just focus on the short-term profits of corporations, but actually about our communities, that's a good thing.
Tēnā koe, sounds like you're out walking or something of that nature. Where are you?
I'm in between debates, mate. I'm in just at the Auckland Airport, about to head off to a debate with organised by the Auckland Principals Association. So,
well, what will you be contributing? What sort of thinking will you advance in a forum such as that?
It'll be putting for our advocacy to support teachers first of all, making sure they get paid properly, because if you improve the working conditions and the pay of teachers, then that makes it a more attractive job. So there is a massive teacher shortage, so that's important as well, so making sure that we take care of that. But then also, you know, I've seen it in the media where some of our rangatahi are having to like skip school because they're going to go to work to feed the whānau as well. So one of the policies that we announced this year was an income guarantee to make sure that everybody's got enough money coming in to pay the bills, keep food on the table, and that kind of thing.
Tēnā koe, since it's a little bit awkward for you at the airport, but well, no, if you've got to leave, then just let us know, mate. We understand.
All good.
Okay, let's talk about dental for a moment. It was a kaupapa the Greens pushed out very early on in the campaign, early in the year, to be honest, the universal dental support. The government have come some way to it, but perhaps not far enough. It's not just under 30s who are having dental health issues. Many of our young parents in their 40s and grandparents in their 50s and 60s also need help with their teeth, and it's because they've got kids or mokos, they don't prioritise their own dental health. That should advance a case for universal support with dental work. What do you say of Labor climbing onto the green bandwagon in this regard?
Well, it's good to see them catching up, that's for sure, but it's exactly how you said. You know, there are those of us who are, you know, over the age of 30 who need dental care as well. And just sort of thinking about our kaumata as well. It's not like it's going to get any cheaper. Our plan is to use the wealth tax to actually pay for free dental for everyone.
At a time when Māori house ownership's at an all-time low, the push from other parties to allow overseas buyers once again and to again allow landlords to write off tax involved with rental housing. Great for many who are struggling to even find a house with affordable rent, or to get a foothold on the property ownership ladder. It seems that some political parties are pandering to the right and the rich. Your thoughts here?
Well, another policy announcement that we've put out was a rental guarantee, because there's over 1.4 million people that are renters now, and some people are always only being renters. So making sure that no matter whether you own or rent, that you've got a warm house is so important, because it's actually good for the homeowner, good for the health, and all of those sorts of things as well. So that's something we definitely support as well. I take your point around some of the stuff that the National Party, all of the stuff the National Party has been saying around they're going to tax a bunch of foreign buyers, but they've got no idea exactly what that amount of money is going to be, because they actually might be contravening international tax obligations that we have as well. So that side of the fence is throwing around all sorts of numbers and so on and so forth. But the assumptions don't add up.
Let's just also touch on the wealth tax. The Greens have pushed this one forward. Is it getting traction when you're out on the hustings and talking with people about it? It seems to address a major imbalance, but because often it is older people who vote, and certainly in that middle New Zealand swing voter, a lot of those are from the older population. Doesn't sit too comfortably with them. What's been the reaction to this call for a fairer tax system?
Well, there was a poll that came out a couple of weeks ago, which said that 63% of people actually support a wealth tax. I think the important thing here is to recognise that New Zealand is the only country in the OECD which doesn't have a capital gains tax or a wealth tax or stamp duty or any of those kinds of things, which actually evens the playing field and makes sure that the wealthy actually pay their fair share of tax, because they're effectively paying less of the tax rate of a nurse or a teacher. So it's about making sure that the tax system is fair and that the incredibly wealthy pay their fair share.
Tēnā koe, what's happening with you across the week? You've got this hui up today, but what else is driving you along? What's your work schedule for the week ahead?
Heaps of debates and stuff like that. I did an energy debate, actually. I was in New Plymouth last night. So talking about different energy solutions and making sure that people can access solar panels. And so I talked about our clean power payment at that particular forum with the Auckland Principals Association today as well. And we're just lining up, mate. We're just showing up and having a chat with folks.
Tēnā koe. Well, all the best on the hustings. We'll talk again soon. Thanks, Tana.
Nga mihi.
Tēnā koe. Joining us shortly, too, Teresa Wall, two major reviews.